What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Thank you for joining us for the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Ms. Shannon. Mimi Shoneman, your host from the Red Hot Real Estate Group, is here with us. Hey, how's it going over there?
Good morning.
Hello, hello. And you brought your friend Phil Olson from Amec Home Loans as well.
Good morning.
Phil, let's get your numbers right out of the way right away.
NMLS 238103, branch NMLS 379094, and company NMLS 150953.
Now, it's getting faster with that.
I know, because it's like you got to practice it like
we got so much to talk about instead of my numbers.
Oh my gosh, who likes Crave?
Oh, yes, it is one of my favorites.
Yeah, what do we have going on with Craveville?
Well, we're going to do a $50 gift certificate drawing off of Facebook tomorrow for all those that call in today with some great questions.
Right. So you can call in. The number is 651-641-1071. You can always go to the Red Hot Real Estate Show Facebook page and get some great information there as well. And I like promoting those kind of things because all of our listeners, they like to communicate in different ways. We have some people that send us questions on Twitter. We have some people that go to their Facebook page. Some people like to email us in, or they go to the web, the show page at mytalk1071.com, keyword red hot. And all of those different avenues have great resources for you. So however it is that you get your information, there is a way for you to get in touch with us.
Exactly. And so there's no stupid question, you know, and if you're thinking about a question, there's like hundreds of other people that are thinking about that exact same question. You know, like, for instance, what does Phil look like?
You might as well go to our page.
Don't ask that one.
But you would be surprised. Like, people are very curious about those things. And part of what we're doing is building relationships. You've both talked about the fact that we used to go, well, if we looked way back, and I talk about the times of the happy days, back when we were walking at those old school sitcoms that our grandparents liked, where you'd buy a house and you'd stay in that house, and then maybe you'd pass that house down to your children. But a lot of times now, that isn't the same methodology for what we're doing as homeowners now. It's whatever the season is that we're in right now. And so it might be only 5 to 7 years. And so you are looking at repeat customers because life changes.
I think it depends on your demographic. Mm-hmm. It depends on how old you are as to what, how fast you're going to move. Would you say, Phil?
Exactly. I mean, if you're between the ages of, I would say, 25 to 50, normally the 25 to 50-year-old, I'm going to see make 3 to 4 transactions, maybe 5 transactions, and that's maybe they're going to buy 2 or 3 homes, and they're probably going to refinance once or twice.
Okay.
Okay. Once they get past the age of 50, it slows down a little bit.
Fair enough.
And, you know, it depends. You know, it depends on your 50, because I've been told, I don't know, 50 is the new 30. Is that right, Phil?
Yes.
I say yes.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, they're looking for something hip and fun to do. Like, the nest is starting to get emptied. You know, they're thinking, I'm not cleaning this stuff no more. I'm moving to Florida where there's no tax stuff. And Phil,
or I want to travel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see it all the time. The high school students are going off to college. And now mom and dad are going, now we want that second home.
Okay.
We want that cabin. Or, oh my gosh, we have a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 2-story house, and we don't want all that space anymore.
It feels like it's full of ghosts of family past.
Cleaning it. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. So we know that your life is going to be moving and changing depending on what season you're in. So any question you have, we've got a gift certificate to Crave on our Facebook page. We're going to draw it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And Phil, what are we talking about today?
Well, I think we're going to do a little bit different show here today. We're going to talk about risk versus reward.
Okay.
In the real estate and mortgage industry, and how a consumer can reduce risk in their mortgage or reduce risk in their next purchase or sale. And bottom line is, the more risk you remove out of a mortgage, the better the interest rate you're going to get.
Okay.
And the lower the payment you're going to get. And I mean, one of the things that people should also know right now is that interest rates are almost at their all-time lows again.
Okay.
Okay. Where, I mean, this last week, I locked a loan at 3.25%, 3 1/8, I think. It was one of those two, on a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage. Then again, 30-year interest rate mortgages are sitting in the mid threes. So right now, it's a great time to refinance. It's now a great time to buy a house, especially if you had difficulty trying to solidify a deal here during the spring market. Now is the time because the housing market has slowed down a little bit. Would you agree?
Housing market has changed.
Okay.
Just go ahead and know this. The pendulum has crossed from the middle mark at 12 o'clock. It's now on the other side of that. It's not horrible.
Okay.
We're not looking at anything horrible. But as we slide into fall, things are naturally always slowing down.
Okay.
After Labor Day, it slows down a little bit as people get back to school and they get settled in new jobs. And then it picks up again towards the end of September through October. And then it slows down all the way to the middle of January. So there's the peak time. Buyers, if you're listening to this, low interest rates. Sellers have a little bit more pressure on them than they've ever had during the peak time of the year. So now is the time to get your deals. If you're a deal hunter, yes, you're not going to have as much inventory to look at, but the inventory that you have is going to be more motivated.
Right.
I would also say that the inventory is somewhat increasing, and maybe not total number of units is increasing, but the time on market is increasing.
Okay.
Which then means that your sellers, I'm not going to say they're desperate, but guess what? They're not getting 20 offers. Okay. They're getting an offer once every 2, 3, 4 weeks, which then causes them to think, well, if I don't accept this offer, when's that next offer coming? Am I right or wrong, Mimi?
You're right on point, Phil. And then, you know, as a realtor, we get notices all the time when other realtors in the system, when they have price improvements or price reductions, as depending on how you look at it, we get noticed all the time. Lately, those notices are increasing, where people are saying seller is reducing, and not just the same seller. We're talking about all across the whole metro. And so that I would say up until last year, you didn't see that for a while. It would be like, you know, take it or leave it. You know, we're here.
So as a potential buyer, if I'm the kind of person that just needs a little more breathing room, maybe that having to like make a decision so quickly and have everything prepared so dramatically as I'm going through the process was causing a lot of anxiety for me. Are you saying that now things have eased up a bit so it might be an easier process if that was the problem before?
I will say that if your house is perfectly priced and it's in perfect condition, that there's still extreme pressure on that property.
Okay.
And that you're going to still be in competitive situations.
Okay.
But if a house has passed a couple of weeks on the market, that's where you might start to say, well, maybe I can negotiate on this one a little bit.
Okay.
I would also have to say it also, it deals with price point. If the price point is between $150 and $250, there's still a lot of buyers out there for that specific type of property. So you're still going to potentially run into a multiple offer situation.
Okay. And I will say that because interest rates have gotten down so low to, what was that? When did that happen last? 2010? Well,
no, 2012? Actually, 2012, 2013.
Okay, so that's a long time. That's 5 years since we've seen these kinds of interest rates.
Right.
So as property values have gone up, you can factor in 1% of interest increase is actually going to be 11% more buying power for your buyer. So, Phil?
Well, since you're talking about that, why don't we talk real quickly about the story of the week?
Okay.
All right. Client had a rate of 4.75, a 30-year fixed rate conventional loan, and the payment was $2,499 a month.
Okay.
They called me. We did a new refinance, a 15-year fixed. They were at 3.5%. They saved $146,000 over the life of the loan. And we closed the loan in 28 days.
Wow.
Okay. Saved $146,000 in interest.
And there was no appraisal required.
There was no appraisal required either. That's a no-brainer right there.
For a number of people that have been going, well, I'm not going to do any better than what I have. If they've just been resting on whatever deal they had, now's a good time for them to contact you and have them, you know, just look over things again, right?
You know, a review takes me 5 to 10 minutes to do. And that could be, you know, a buyer working with another mortgage company. I can do a review in 5 to 10 minutes. Same thing on the refinance side. I can do a quick review and let them know, is there an opportunity? And if the opportunity isn't a good opportunity, I'm going to let them know.
You might as well sit where you are.
Okay.
Well, I think when we come back, I think I want to let everybody know like a typical time frame to close on a mortgage. So if you're getting a quote from a different mortgage provider that's long, or at least what we think is long, you might want to get a second opinion from Phil Olson.
Right. And you can call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1 and streaming at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm in Shannon. Phil Olson from Amic Home Loans, Mimi Shoneman from Remax Results is here, and we're talking about what's going on here in the market and basically what is the life cycle of how long it should take you to close a loan and what you're going to do in that whole scenario.
Yeah, Phil, you know, so I work with a lot of different people and, you know, we get offers with all kinds of different companies, mortgages, you know, banks, credit unions, all kinds of different facilities. And so what would you say to the average consumer listening to our show today? How fast should a loan take?
If the loan officer's done their due diligence and they've gotten all their documentation up front, they should be able to close in less than 25 days.
Okay, so tell me why. Would somebody ever, their loan person, say they needed 45 to 60 days? Why is that?
The only time I use 45 days is if I'm going to do a government loan, be it a VA loan, or do a Minnesota housing loan. Both of those take a lot more time. There's a lot more documentation. But if it's your standard FHA or conventional loan, the loan officer should be able to get that done within 30 days, and the lender should be able to accommodate that loan officer and be able to get that consumer through the process, be it title work, appraisal, government, all the government forms that have to be done. I mean, there's really no reason that a lender is saying 45 or 60 days for a close unless they just don't have the staffing or they don't have the systems in place.
Okay, fair enough. So today we're talking about risk versus reward. And let's talk about a risky loan that could be made into a better loan for a standard purchase.
Great, I've got a scenario. And just so you know, the scenarios that I'm bringing up are three current scenarios that I am working on currently right now or already closed here in the last 30 days. So I initially met with a client and their credit score was a 662. They were quoted a conventional loan and their rate was 5% with mortgage insurance of over $200 a month. Their payment came in at $1,907. Now, I was given this scenario by an agent, Phil, what can you do? All right, believe it or not, we closed on this loan. They got a new loan. I implemented credit enhancement, had them pay down two debts for a total of $5,000. Their new credit score popped to 712. I did a rapid rescore within 5 days. Their rate dropped to 4.375%. Their mortgage insurance dropped to $103 a month versus $200. And they paid the same amount of down payment with me as they were going to do with the other lender. Their new payment was $1,648, saving them $259. So what exactly was done? We paid down two debts. We did a rapid rescore. We got a new quote for mortgage insurance that was far less. We cut the interest rate by, it is 0.625%, 0.625. And we still closed on the date that we were planned on based on a purchase agreement the borrower already had.
Okay. So let's just talk about a couple of points that you mentioned down. So you looked at their overall picture and you saw that they had some credit things that you needed to reassess.
I didn't necessarily need to do that. There's a lot of lenders that will just quote an interest rate and a mortgage program based on what they're presented. Me, I'll look at what the consumer presents me, and then I'm going to ask the following questions. What if? What if we do this? What if we do this? Does that enhance the consumer's ability to get a better loan?
So the rapid rescore, can you explain to folks that are listening what that exactly means?
Okay. A rapid rescore can be done with all three credit reporting agencies, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, all right? basically what that is you have to present documentation to each one of those credit bureaus stating with clear and concise documentation that something has changed based on the credit report you're looking at right now. So I would get a vendor letter that would show a new balance or show that the balance is paid for in full, or a letter from the vendor basically stating that debt is not a valid debt. We then present that to the bureau. Now, the consumer can do that on their own.
Okay.
But understand, the process takes 30 to 45 days for it to work its way through the system, if it's even done correctly by the consumer. I have the ability to do it within 3 to 5 days. All right. So for that consumer that's already got that purchase agreement going, well, my lender said they can only do this. I'm going to come back and say, but what happens if I can do this, 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 and this? And then it's a no-brainer. The consumer always says, Phil, I'm going with you.
Right. And is that partially, we've talked about this before, where you have a suite of products that you can go and pick through that makes the best fit for your clients, when often it's not that the you know, if you go to just your bank or your credit union, they may have a perfectly good product, but they probably only have that one.
Let me give you a real quick example. I have a software program called Optimal Blue.
Okay.
Optimal Blue basically takes every single lender we have, which is almost 80 plus lenders.
Okay.
And it automatically auto-populates all the consumer's information into Optimal Blue. I then click a button, and within 5 to 10 seconds, it spits out every single lender I can use.
Right.
It spits out every single different type of program that I can use. And it also red flags every single lender or program that tells me, you have to fix this in order to make this work.
Gotcha.
So when you go to, say, the small mom and pop bank or the credit union, they're giving you one suite.
Okay.
I've got tons and tons and tons of different programs, and that's where I'm able to look at what the consumer's being offered and go, but if I do this, 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 or this, now I can get the consumer this.
Which is the best program that's available at the moment.
Correct.
Fair enough.
And so you were able to drop that interest rate by almost a half a point.
Correct.
And drop their payment by almost $250.
Correct. And I dropped their closing cost by over $1,500 as well. I didn't even write that down into the scenario.
Yeah. And so, and you still closed on time.
Still closed on time.
Amazing. Yeah. So that is fantastic.
Right.
So I would encourage all of our listeners that are out there, whether you've got a question on what we're talking about today or a different real estate or mortgage question, give us a call, because we are doing that drawing for Crave on our Facebook page tomorrow.
Right.
So $50 gift certificate just and for your questions.
Quite often, I mean, we get into whatever our, you know, life just continues to happen. You're like, okay, maybe I could get a better deal, but it's difficult to make that a priority because it feels like a lot of work. Tell me that I need to have these papers into you, and so I just have to try to remind people that's like, it's not as much work as you think.
Oh, believe
you know,
it
you
or
have an extra few minutes to do this because it might save you a lot of money.
We have a program that's called Day One Certainty. Not all lenders have it.
Okay.
Day One Certainty reduces the amount of documentation we actually have to gather from the consumer. If they're working for, say, 3M, they're a salary or hourly employee, and they've been on the job for a long period of time, no tax returns are required. One W-2 is only required.
Okay.
30 days of paycheck stubs, and then show me where the money's coming from for your down payment along with your driver's license. 4 documents. That's all we need. Now, of course, if there's issues within credit, or we've got divorces, or we've got deaths and all this kind of other stuff, of course, other documentation might be required. But Day One Certainty makes it very, very simple for a consumer today.
And some of us are independent contractors. And honestly, for all my fellow independent contractors out there, we should be figuring this stuff out anyway.
I should know
where all of these things are anyway, even though I'm busy living life. I still should know where all these things are.
Exactly. Phil, so what are you seeing that people are afraid about when they first call you? What are they scared that they're going to hear?
The biggest one I probably hear all the time is one of two things. One, I don't have a down payment.
Right.
Or I don't want to pay PMI.
What is that, PMI?
Private mortgage insurance.
Okay.
Now, private mortgage insurance is required under federal law as long as the consumer is putting down less than 20% down. But there's so many different PMI products that you can actually utilize to make it cheaper for the consumer. All right. I have 7 different PMI companies. So when I price out a loan, I'm not pricing out one PMI company. I'm pricing out every single one to find out who's the cheapest. Then I'm also looking at, depending on how much they're putting down, what us going with what's called a one-time MI product. So you pay for it up front. Normally it saves the consumer well over 50%.
Right. Well, Phil and Mimi, we always encourage people to be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show and call us at 651-641-1071. On the phone right now, we have Alex. Alex, thanks for calling the show. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. And
hi,
I know
Alex.
You heard Phil talking about refinancing. Are you potentially in one of those scenarios?
Yes.
So what do you have going on?
So I actually just looked while I was on hold. So our rate right now is 3.95%. At what percentage rate would it be beneficial for us to consider refinancing?
That's a great question. How much do you currently owe on your home?
I think it's about 221.
About 221,000, a good standard rule of thumb then would be at least a complete reduction of 0.75% to one full percentage point, depending on how long you're going to stay in the home. Now, if you tell me you're only going to stay in the home for the next 2 to 3 years and sell, then I would tell you stay at the rate that you're at. Don't pay the closing costs to do a new loan, because if I do the math on a break-even analysis, it's not going to pay for itself.
But if she went from a 30 to a 15-year, Phil, you'd definitely have that spread, right?
If she went from a 30 to a 15 and she's got the cash flow to allow her payment to go up by about $450 a month, more than what she pays right now, then in that scenario, how long have you been in the house?
We've only lived there for a year.
Okay.
And we're kind of on the fence on how long we're going to stay, but we would consider... We don't actually want to sell. We would rent out our house. We currently have a house that we rent out in a different city.
Mm-hmm.
So we would want to rent out this one and then potentially get a different house.
Okay. Well, if you went to a 15, you're going to basically knock off about 14 years off that mortgage. And at about $220,000, you're probably going to save probably about $120,000 over the life of the loan by going from a 30 to a 15.
So, Alex, if you'll hang on with us, and our producer, Sonny, has already got your information, we'll have Phil reach out to you this week.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And she's entered into our Crave drawing.
Yes.
There
congratulations,
you go. First
Alex.
One.
We appreciate you sharing
that. There was one.
Oh, yeah.
Now you got it.
Bonus.
Well, so, Phil, when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about risky loans going to a better loan with a refi cash out.
Sure.
And you can also be part of the Reddit Hot Real Estate Show by calling us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1 and also streaming at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Ms. Shannon. Mimi Shoneman from REMAX Results is here. Phil Olson from Amec Home Loans. They've been imparting some great information on you on how you can make yourself look less risky as a prospect when you're trying to get into that house.
So, Phil, you know, we're going to jump into the cash out refi story, but how do you coach clients on how loans are actually priced?
Okay. Great question. A mortgage is priced based on multiple factors. Start with the first factor, credit score. Next, it's called loan to value or down payment. Loan to value, an example, we're going to buy a house for $200,000. We're going to put $40,000 down. We're at an 80% loan to value. Anytime you can make the loan to value less than 75%, that's a win for the consumer.
Okay.
Anytime the credit score is over 740, that's a win for the consumer. Property, be it a single family, townhome, condo. A lot of people don't know that a townhome and condo has a slightly higher rate than a single family.
Ah, yeah. I didn't know that, and I used to live in one.
And people might go, well, why is that? because they go into foreclosure more often.
Okay.
Plus you have associations that can go belly up. So that causes more risk to the lender. So the idea behind doing a loan is to try to strip out as much risk as possible. And that drives down rate, which also drives down PMI. Because the better the loan, the PMI companies give you a lower mortgage insurance payment.
So let's talk about that. So you've got somebody that's got the capability of paying 20% down, but they don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
They only want to do 5%.
Sure.
How do you coach somebody that says that to you, but they have the wherewithal to do the 20% so that they can wipe that mortgage insurance right out?
I will coach them and ask very specific questions regarding their reserve level.
Okay.
In other words, how much reserves do they want to have after the transaction? And believe it or not, sometimes a bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. What do I mean by that? Is let's say the consumer would rather be sitting on $50,000 in their bank account. And because they have excellent, excellent credit, their mortgage insurance payment is calculated, say, at a 0.30 factor at 5%. On a $300,000 loan, their mortgage insurance is maybe 80 bucks.
Right.
So 80 divided into 50,000, how many times does that go? A long, long time.
Right.
Maybe they'd be better off. They want that 50 grand in the bank, or maybe they want to work with Mimi and buy an investment property, or maybe they want to go buy that second home. So that's where the planning comes into play as to what are your short-term and long-term goals in the future. Because if you put all your eggs in one basket and put it into your primary residence, but you end up being cash poor.
Right.
What happens when something bad happens? Now we're taking out Mrs. MasterCard and Mr. Visa.
If you have to dig up the yard because it turns out there's roots in your septic tank or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
So it really comes down to my client's financial position, but I will present them all options. Matter of fact, I just presented an option to a client where they only had 10% down. But then I showed them if they borrowed against their 401k for the other 10%, they were going, well, why would I do that? Well, if you borrow the 10 grand from your 401k and you pay it back at a 4% rate to yourself,
right,
you're making money yourself. So you've borrowed from yourself, but now we put that additional money down. We got rid of the PMI. And oh, by the way, we dropped the rate even further. So we've now got you a better loan. It's cheaper for you to live in that home. And oh, by the way, the money you took from your 401k, you're replacing yourself. And
right.
you're not creating a tax event to where you're going to have to pay short-term or long-term capital gains.
Well, let's talk about the difference between interest rates for, let's say, somebody who is doing a conventional loan.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting 5% down versus somebody who's doing a conventional loan and they're putting 20% down. What's the difference in interest rate?
That's a very, very good question. Believe it or not, the interest rate is almost the exact same for a 5% down versus a 20% down because lenders love a 5% down because there's mortgage insurance.
Okay.
And the mortgage insurance covers the lender in case of default. But let me give you an example of that 5% down. A 662 credit score, a 740 credit score.
Mm-hmm.
Interest rate for the 740, 5% down, is 3.875.
Okay.
The one with the 662 is at 5%.
Wow.
You're talking almost one full percentage point. But that now gets worse. Now let's look at the mortgage insurance. Mortgage insurance calculated at probably 0.30 with the 740 versus 1.25% for the 662. So you going conventional with a 662 may not be the best route to go. You're probably better off going with an FHA loan. Interest rate would be 3.625 with that same 662, and your mortgage insurance would actually be less. Now, what's the downside? The downside is the mortgage insurance is for the life of the loan.
Okay.
But if you only plan on being in this home 7 to 8 years, then guess what? That same 5% down you put down on the conventional would not drop off for 7 years anyhow. So if I'm comparing both loans, payment-wise, As long as that house will pass a home inspection, be it FHA, that consumer is better off going with that FHA loan because their payment is going to be hundreds of dollars less per month.
Your house has got to be in pretty bad shape if it won't go FHA.
Okay.
Really, the biggest things you need to be concerned about are handrails and chipping, peeling paint.
Okay. There you go.
Those are cracked windows.
Correct. Bad roof.
Yeah, exactly. So you want to, you know, if you're a seller, you're thinking about
that. Would want to fix anyway, usually, to get maximum effort for your house, right?
I would say most sellers, if they can, I think most sellers would not be interested in replacing their roof.
Fair enough.
They're just going to pray for hail like I did.
Fair enough. Okay.
But Phil, you know, that's a big spread.
And it's a huge spread.
Yeah. So really what you're telling folks or what I'm hearing you say is that, you know, you should spend some time to work on getting your credit score up. And you help people with that.
I do it all the time. And it's I've been doing this so long, I can literally look at somebody's credit report. And within a minute's time of me analyzing their credit, I can say, do this, 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 and this.
Because you know which things will have impact rapidly.
Correct.
Okay.
Now the question is, do we have time or lag time to allow these fixes to fix the credit to where we don't have to do a rapid rescore? Sometimes I'll advise the client because they're saying, well, I'm in my lease for another four more months.
Okay.
Then I go, as long as we get this accomplished within the next 30 days, then, and I will tell them to call me once it's been accomplished, because then I'll put it in my callback calendar. I'll put them out 45 days later, and then I'll follow up with them. And I'll normally be calling them back with glee because we've seen a rapid score increase.
Right.
What can somebody expect to increase in 30 days, point wise?
I've had people improve their credit by well over 100 points.
Wow. That's significant.
Well, we always encourage you to be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show. As I mentioned, the number is 651-641-1071. On the phone right now, we have Kim. Hello, Kim. Thanks for being part of the show.
Hi, Ms. Shannon. How are you?
I am doing very well, and I am glad that you were calling to ask them a question about PMI insurance.
Yes, I am. Actually, I closed with Phil on my house in June.
Wow.
And we've done a ton of improvements, and I'm just kind of wondering what the ratio is when I can start looking at getting the PMI off. I mean, I know it's going to be a year or so, but I just kind of want to know when you start looking at that.
Thanks, Kim.
I would tell you, you can start looking at PMI based on the value of the home, based on sales in your specific area. And then the question this comes down to is, are you going to do a refinance to get the PMI off, or are we going to go through the servicer to get the PMI off? And for me to be able to tell you what you're going to be able to do, I won't be able to tell you that until that time really comes.
Right. And do you just get an appraisal done? I mean, is that how that whole process kind of works when you start the process?
The servicer would end up having to do an appraisal on the property, or I could have an appraisal done for you.
Okay. Well, wonderful. That was my question. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks a lot, Kim. We're going to put you in the drawing for that Crave gift certificate, and we appreciate you working with Phil earlier this year.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
All right. Talk to you soon. See, look at that. Happy clients. That's exactly. All right. That means, Phil, see, you don't run everybody off. We're always so proud of you. It's always great.
I'm really just a teddy bear.
You definitely
are. So he says. All right. So when we come back from the break, Phil, we're going to talk about this cash out refi and how that you take a risky loan to a much better loan.
Exactly.
All right. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1 and streaming at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Ms. Shannon. In the studio, of course, Ms. Mimi Shoneman from Remax Results, Mr. Phil Olson from Amec Home Loans, and we are taking your calls. It's 651-641-1071, and we have a really cool deal that's going on right there for everybody that calls in and then goes to your Facebook page as well, right,
Mimi?
Yeah,
we're going to be doing a Crave gift certificate drawing, a $50 gift certificate for all of our callers today, and we're going to be doing that drawing tomorrow on our Facebook page.
All
their
right.
Their food is so good.
Yeah. Oh, I love it there. And I like it because it's a good place because no matter what you like, they have a little bit of it.
There you go.
So if you have one of those weird picky eaters that only eats chicken, they can do that too. And then you can still have your sushi.
There you go.
So speaking of being very patient, Kelly, thank you very much for calling the Red Hot Real Estate Show. You gave us a call right before the break, and now we are ready for your question. What's your question, Kelly?
Hi, I'm looking to buy a condo, and they're telling me that my interest rate is going to be 4.85 or whatever, really almost close to 5%.
Wow.
And my credit score is like 815.
You should be talking to me. You should be talking to me. But believe it or not, if you've got an 800 credit score buying a townhome, you're going to be at probably 4 or 3.875% with myself.
Oh, okay, that's why I'm confused, because she's like, well, but I'm only putting 5% down. Does that make a difference?
5% down, and how much income do you make per year?
Like 60,000.
Believe it or not, then I would probably use what's called either the Home Ready or the Home Possible program. It's a first-time home buyer program, and you don't even have to be a first-time home buyer. You get reduced interest rate, and you get a reduced mortgage insurance as well. And not and not all lenders offer it.
Yeah, I'm going to my credit union, and she says there's no way anybody can get it lower than 5.85.
Wow.
4.85.
I'm sorry to say, I would recommend you talk to me here tomorrow. I can help you.
Oh, awesome. Okay, I'll call you tomorrow.
All right, Kelly. Thank you so much.
Thanks for Kelly. And now we're going to go to Lisa. Lisa, thanks for being part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Lisa, do you have a question about people peeking at your credit score?
Yes, I do. Just curious to find out, thinking of refinancing sometime soon.
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering, how many times can somebody, you know, ask the credit people, you know, about your credit score before it goes down, like from a 700 to a 600 or something like that?
And you would have to have your credit score pulled multiple times and end up having what's called a Hawk alert come down on it.
Okay.
If you have your credit score pulled once or twice by two different mortgage companies, maybe your score is going to drop by 1 or 2 points, but it's not going to fall significantly.
Okay.
Now, you decide to, you know, try taking out 5 different credit cards, buy 2 different cars, try to take out 3 mortgages all at one time with 10 different vendors, then okay. Yeah, you could see your credit score drop by 40, 50 points.
Sure. Yeah, well, I'm pretty old and boring, so I haven't had much going on lately other than...
Well, we need to go shopping.
Then you have nothing to fear, ma'am.
And we don't call you old nor boring. You are stable and perfect. That is wonderful.
I'd love to be able to help you, Lisa.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Nobody that listens to this show is old or boring.
Right.
I think this is all fantastic.
Yeah, and we are making good life choices.
That's what
we're doing. Exactly.
I'm 23.
Of course you are.
That works. That works. I am not 23, nor do I miss it when I was 23.
I would agree.
I am living a good life now.
There you go. Wouldn't go back to that.
And I appreciate us going through all of these scenarios because, you know, just like what Lisa just said, like considering yourself old and boring right now, you actually earn the right. You just get comfortable. And so sometimes you don't go, well, can I actually change anything? Because things aren't bad. They're not uncomfortable. You're at a rate that you're like, I can pay this. It's not, you know, it's not hurting me to make this payment every month. So maybe it just doesn't occur to you that you could do some sort of refinancing and actually save yourself some money or spend it on something else.
Well, if you could move that interest rate to where it's basically the same, but you reduce the number of years, that mm-hmm. would be fantastic.
I'm doing lots of rate and term refinances where I'm taking borrowers from their 30-year to a 20-year, from a 30-year to a 15. It even makes sense to go from a 30 to a 25. I'm doing one right now where they've only been in their home for less than a year. 9 months ago, their interest rate was 5%, and we're dropping their rate down to 4, and we're removing 4 years off their mortgage. And guess what? Their new payment is actually still less than what they were paying now.
Right.
So we knocked off 4 years off the mortgage.
That's amazing.
And that saves a ton of money when you think about it over time like that.
Correct.
Well, why wouldn't you
build up that much more equity quicker?
Right.
To where if you decide to sell 4 years, 5 years, 8 years down the road, you're going to end up netting more funds at time of sale, which means it's that much more money that can go towards your retirement, that much more money that can go towards the next purchase of that property.
Exactly. So, Phil, we were going to talk a little bit before we head into the final segment about that refi cash out scenario that you did.
Yep. I initially met with a client here about 45 days ago. She was told by her local bank that they could do a home equity loan for her for a construction project she was going to do. She met with the local banker, and believe it or not, because the loan amount was only $70,000, they didn't have a lot of interest in her situation.
Okay.
All right. But they did quote her 6.25% on a home equity loan All right. Which is an interest only product.
Okay.
Meaning every month you get that statement, you're only going to pay the interest only unless you pay more than what the statement says.
So you're really not making, like, covering any ground.
You're never paying it off.
Never paying it off. So her home was free and clear. Her credit score was 812. And her new payment was going to be $364 a month, be it the interest only. Here's what I did for her. I did a cash out refinance, $70,000. I did a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, meaning she was not going to have an adjustable rate mortgage because a home equity loan is an adjustable rate mortgage.
Gotcha.
Which with no cap, meaning that rate could go,
Up as high as
it can go up as high as the Fed decides they're going to make it go up. All right. Her new payment was $226 interest versus interest. So her interest reduction was $138 a month. And every month she makes a payment. Part of her payment is going towards the principal reduction of her loan. It's a fixed rate. There's no prepayment penalty. So guess what? She didn't get an adjustable rate mortgage, which is a high risk loan.
Mm-hmm.
She now is paying down the principal of her loan. She now also has a tax write-off because a home equity loan under the new tax plan, under most circumstances, is not a tax write-off. So now she's got a tax write-off on the interest that she's paying on her primary residence. All right. And oh, by the way, she's moving all her $70,000 into a CD, a rolling 3-month CD, making 1% interest while she's working with her contractors to determine what she's going to do on her house over the next 6 to 12 months. So now she's making money on that money as well.
So you saved her over almost 2.5% on her interest rate.
Correct.
You saved her more than half of the payment, and you got her a tax benefit.
Yep.
And so all is happy,
That's
right?
Amazing.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm able to do this for clients, the clients say it's a no-brainer.
So what do you think that they weren't coached about that option to begin with?
The only thing I can think of is the bank has a specific square that they want to fill. And if you don't fit that square, they're probably not going to have as much interest.
Do you also think that it could be that maybe the person they went to was a new person and have the experience that you have?
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, there's multiple scenarios, but I mean, I see it all. And yes, I would have to say because of my knowledge in my trade, okay, I'm able to provide a lot more solutions to consumers because of my experience.
Let's talk a little bit in the last quick segment. First of all, before we do that, tell everybody how they get a hold of you during the week, Phil.
They can reach me on my cell, 651-238-6748, or my email is phil@callphilolson.com.
And you can always reach out to us at the Red Hot Real Estate Group at 651-578-2218 or mimi@mnredhotrealestate.com. In 1 minute, Phil, tell people what type of properties they can get the best rate on.
Single family home all day long.
Okay.
All right. Now, where does it get worse? Townhome condo.
Okay.
Even gets worser now when we go to a duplex, a tri, or a quad.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, if you buy a duplex with an FHA loan, though, you get the same rate that you would get as a standard FHA. So believe it or not, I've got one consumer that's conventional having to put 15% down on a duplex where I presented the option, your rate would be less, your mortgage insurance would be less, and now you only have to put 3.5% down to buy the duplex. Will the duplex qualify for FHA financing? And the client said, Phil, I never ever got presented that option before. I'm going, well, that's why I'm presenting you this option.
Right.
That's a big difference. That's a big swing. 3.5 versus
15.
Right.
All right. And the interest rate was actually higher on a duplex conventional than it was FHA. So the payment was less. Now, if the consumer plans on holding that property for 20 years or 30 years, then them having that FHA loan with the nonstop mortgage insurance over the life of the loan probably doesn't make sense.
So next week when we come back, we're going to also have Phil Olson here, our mortgage expert, and we're going to continue talking about risk versus reward.
We always encourage you to find us. You can go to our website, mytalk1071.com, keyword